Shalom to all. Today's Avos Chol Nefsam Chikimel. We're starting about the fifth line with the words Amar of Yehuda. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarabas Beakam Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're discussing non-Kush birds, and a major feature of this daf is going to be a lot of the birds that are mentioned in the Torah. As just like with the previous daf, where we didn't say what the names were, we just quoted the word as it said in the Torah. That's because we're really not so sure how to identify all these birds. It's going to be the same thing in this daf. Although there will be a few that are going to be translated because most people agree on what those are. So the Gemara tells Amar of Yehuda says when the pasuk says Shalach as one of the non-kosher birds, Zeh Hashayla Dagam Anayam, that's referring to the bird that is Shayla. It scoops up fish from the sea, it dives down deep and pulls out fish. And when the pasuk says Duchifas, it's referring to the bird Shahoidai Kafos, that it's hoid, its beauty is tied up. And this is a bird that most people agree is translated as the hoopo. Now it's pretty common to actually find this bird in Eretz Yisrael. There's multiple cities where you could see flying around, you don't have to go into the wild. And it's called by this very same name, Duchifas. The reason why the description is Hoidai Kafos is because it's a beautiful crest of feathers on top that either open up, kind of like a peacock's tail open up, but this is just on top of its head, and when it's folded down, it looks like it's tied to its head, hence this name, Hoidai Kafos, that its beauty is tied up. And Tanya Rechav writes just like this, Duchifas Sheh Hoidai Kafos, and Vezeu Shehivi Shomer L'Beis HaMikdash, that's a bird that brought the Shomer to the Beis HaMikdash. There's a whole description about when Shlomo HaMelech was building the Beis HaMikdash. We know that iron and metal tools were not allowed to be used to cut the stone, and there's a special worm or insect called the Shomer, and that's protected by the Duchifas, so this is the bird that brought the Shomer for the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yechanan, Ki Avachazi Shalach, when Rabbi Yechanan saw a Shalach bird, Omar, he said the following pasuk, Mishpatecha Tohim Rabba. Literally translated, this means your judgments are in the great deep, and is understood as that when there's a fish that needs judgment and it has to be killed, so Hashem sends the Shalach and it dives down deep and takes that fish. And Ki Avachazi Nimala, when Rabbi Yechanan saw a worm, Omar, he said this pasuk, Tzikoscha Kairikel, your tzidkus, your righteousness, is like the mighty mountains, namely just like Hashem provides sustenance for even the greatest and biggest things, so too, even for an ant, which is very tiny. Avigdeyu Amar Memer tells us, Lakni Ubatni, Sharyon, these two types of birds are mutter, whereas Shaknoi Ubatnoi, which are two very similar sounding birds, it depends. Makam Shanagu Lechol Eichlin, Makam Shanagu Shloi Lechol Ein Eichlin, if it's a place where the minig gets to eat them, you could eat them, if not, then you can't. Ask the Gemara, Otum and Hagatali Milsa, is it totally a minug? If it's a kosher bird, everyone should be allowed to eat them. If they're not kosher, no one should be allowed to eat them. The Gemara says, in it actually does depend on minig. Why is that? Because Vloikasha is no problem. Haba Asu Shchicha Peres Vaznia, Haba Asu Deloi Shchicha Peres Vaznia. In a place where the Peres and Osnia birds are found, so then they're not allowed to eat the Shaknoi Batnoi, because they might be a type of Peres and Osnia. However, in a place where there's no Peres and Osnia, so you know for sure that the Shaknoi and Batnoi are not a type of Peres Osnia, and they're allowed to be eaten. And Omar Bahi tells us, Kui V'Kakui Asire, these two types of birds are Asur, whereas Kaka'usa, Sharia, this type of bird is Mutter. However, Ma Ravan, Eretz Yisrael, Malku Yilvei, they would give Malkus for eating this Kaka'usa, because they knew for sure that it wasn't kosher, and V'Karula, Tachvasa, they called it a Tachvasa bird. Now go on to describe the bird that the Torah calls the Tinshames. Now it also happens to be that the Torah mentions the eight Shratzim that are considered Shratzim in a Torah. One of those is also called a Tinshames. So the Gemara tells us, Tanabon, we have a Braisa, Tinshames or Tinshames, this bird, what is it? Ba'us Sheba Eifas. It's the type of bird which is Ba'us that Rashi over here translates that it hoots or calls out at night, which you might say is the owl. However, the Braisa continues, Ata Omer Ba'us Sheba Eifas. You say it's the Ba'us of Eifas, I ain't El Ba'us Sheba Shratzim. Means referring to Ba'us of Shratzim, because as we just said, Tinshames is also one of the Shratzim. So the Braisa answers, no, Marta, you would say that say Ulamar Mugil Mil Shetar and Josh's pen, go learn from the 13 Midas that Tarish Darshan with. We know the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel that we say all the way at the end of Karbonis in the morning before Psukh de Zimra, something which is learned from its Indian, from its context. And one of those is Davar Lomid Min Yanoi, and therefore we would say, Bama Kazim Daber, what's a Pasuk of Tinshames referring to? Ba'ifais. All those Psukim are talking about birds. So Afkan Ba'ifais, so it's over here when it says Tinshames, it must be it's referring to birds. At Tainami Gabi Shratzim Kagavno, we have a Braisa by Shratzim, very similar. Tinshames, Ba'os Sheb Shratzim. The Tinshames is the Ba'os of Shratzim, which Rashi calls a certain word that some describe as the mole. And here's what the Braisa says, Ata Imer Ba'os Sheb Shratzim. You say it's talking about the Ba'os of Shratzim. Oh, in Hell Ba'os Sheb Ba'ifais. Maybe the Pasuk is talking about the Ba'os of birds. So Marta, you say, Tailman, Yidgil Midas Shatar and Joshua's man, calling from Yidgil Midas, Dover Lomim Min Yanai. What's the context of the Pasuk? Mamakasim Medaber, Bishratzim, it's referring to Shratzim, Safkan, Bishratzim, so it's over here when it says Tinshemes. In this Pasuk, it's referring to Shratzim. Now, Omar Abai, he tells us, Boz Sheba Eifais, Kipaif. The Boz of Eifais, that's referring to the Kipaif. Then Rashi over here brings another shot that might be referring to the bat. And Boz Sheba Shratzim, Korpadai, the Boz of Shratzim is the Korpadai. Now, we can discuss some other birds mentioned in Torah. Omar Abai tells us that when the Pasuk says Ka'as, Zu, Hakuk, this is referring to the bird called the Cook, and when it says Racham in the Pasuk, Zu Shirakrak, this is the Shirakrak bird. And Rashi describes that the Shirakrak bird makes this sound that sounds like Shirakrak. We might say that as squawking of sorts, and that's what this Racham does. And Rabbi Yochanan, he tells us, Racham, why is it called Racham? That's because Kimisha Bar Racham, once the Racham comes, Bo Rachmim La'olam, Racham and mercy comes to the world. In other words, when the Racham bird calls out, it does its squawking sound, so it means that good things are coming. And Rabbi Rabbi, he tells us, that's only Vhudi Yasva Midi, it has to be sitting on something of Avishrakrak, and makes the sound of his. And Gemir, we have Masaira, the Yosef Arav Sharik, that if it sits on the ground, which is abnormal for it, and it makes a sound, also Mashicha, then Mashiach's going to come, because it must be calling out that something abnormal is going to happen, and that unusual thing is Mashiach's coming. And how do we know this? Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Ashrak Elohem V'Akabtzeim, I'm going to whistle for them, I'll do this shrak rock for them, and gather them in, and that's referring to Mashiach. However, Amalei Rav Ada Bar Shimi, Lamar Bar Rav Idai, Vahu De Yosef Bei Kurava, there was Racham, they were sitting in a field that was plowed, V'Sharak, and it made this sound, V'Asa Galal, and a stone came, Afski L'Maychei, and cracked its head open. So that's not Mashiach coming. Amalei Rav responded to him, Ahu Badaya, or Bayada Hava, that was a liar, so that's why it got killed. But if it wasn't a liar, it wasn't telling an untruth, and if we see this Racham on the ground making its sound, that means it's calling for Mashiach. Continue to discuss, Tanar Banu, we have a Braisa, when the Pasuk says Irev, Ze Irev, that's referring to the Irev. But when we have the fuller Pasuk that says Es Kol Irev, that's Lahavi Irev Amki, that's coming to include the Irev Amki, and when it says Leminoi, that's telling us Lahavi Irev Habab Rosh Yainim, coming to include the Irev that flies at the front of the pigeons, that also is an Irev that's including the Pasuk that's not kosher. Now we discuss this, Amar Mar, we have just said that Irev, Ze Irev. The problem with that is Atu Kaman Kai, is it right here? You can't describe the word by using it itself. You can't say what's an Irev, it's an Irev. The only way that could be done is if someone's actually holding an Irev and they say, this is an Irev, but that's not what the Tana said. So what does he mean by saying Irev za Irev? And the answer is El Ema, really we should say, is Irev ze Irev Ochma. This is referring to the black Irev, which we usually translate as the raven or the crow, and Rechenu Aymer also says in the Pasuk, Kvutsaisev Taltalim, Shchayrois ka Irev. So we see that Irev is the black bird. Now go on to the next type, Ha'amki, this type of Irev, Chivra, it's white. Now it doesn't actually mean it's white, it's just referring to it as lighter patches of feathers on it, and how do we know this? Because Rechenu Aymer also says in the Pasuk, in regards to Tzaras, Umareyu Amoik Min Ha'ar, and its appearance is deeper than the skin. What does that mean that this Nega Tzaras was deeper than the skin? Kamare Chama Muka Min Hatzel, like an appearance of sun, which is deeper or more set in than the shade. If you have a big shady area and then there's one spot of sun, it looks like it's set in a little bit or it's a little bit deeper in. That's just the way the eye perceives it, and it's the same thing over here when you have a black Irev, but a few light patches of feathers, they look like they're set in a little bit, and that's what's called Irev Ha'amki. And the last one which we had said, V'Irev Habab Rosh Yainim, Amar Papa clarifies, Loitema De Asi Bereish Yainay. Don't say like we had explained, it's at the front of the Yainim of the pigeons. That would actually make it a kosher bird. Ella rather means the dummy ratio of the Yaina, its head looks like a pigeon, but still that's a type of Irev and it's not a type of Yaina. We continue, Tanar Rabban, another Braisa tells us that when the Pasuk says Hanates, what's this referring to? Ze Hanates. That's the Nates bird. Nelami Nehu, what's that coming to include? Lahavi is Barchiria, to include the Barchiria bird. Now we ask my Barchiria, what is a Barchiria? So Amrabai, he clarifies, Shurinka, it's the Shurinka bird. And Amr Vihuda, he tells us, Hachasida in the Pasuk, Zu Daya Lavana, this is a white Daya. Elamanik Shema Chasida, why is it called Chasida? Sha'isa Chasida is a Chavar Seha, because it does kindness with all of its fellows. And then when the Pasuk says, Ha'anafa, Zu Daya Ragzonis, this is the type of Daya, which is Ragzonis. It gets angry, and Elamanik Shema Anafa, so why is it called Anafa? Shemana Ephes im Chavar Seha, because it gets angry and shows anger towards the other ones. We continue discussing the birds that are listed in the Torah. Amar Chanan Bar Chizda, Amar Chizda, Amar Chanan Brid Rava, Amar Rav, Esmar Ba Ephes Tamim Hain, there are 24 non kosher birds, and we've mentioned that before as well, that there's 24 listed in the Torah. Now, Amar Lev Chanan Bar Chizda, Rav Chizda, so we asked them to Hecha, where are these found in the Torah? We have two different listings of non kosher birds in the Torah, one in Vayikra, one in Devarim, and so the problem is, either Vayikra, if you want to say these are listed in Vayikra, Esrim Havu, there's only 20 listed over there, and either Mishta Torah, if you want to say it's a list in Devarim, Esrim Chad Havu, there's only 21, not 24, so where do we get the number 24 from? And then we began into a little bit of a complicated discussion regarding a number of birds that all sound very similar. So before we continue, let's just mention the following. In Vayikra, the Pasuk mentions Daya and Aya, and in Devarim, it mentions Ra'a, Aya, and Daya. And if you paid attention, in Vayikra, it says the word Daya and then Aya, and in Devarim, it says Aya and then Daya, and this is all going to be relevant in the Gemara. So as we continue, V'chitim, if you want to suggest that Da'a d'chsiv b'Vayikra, v'loksiv Mishnah Torah, that it says Da'a in Vayikra, it doesn't say it in Devarim, so Shadya Alayhu, add that to the list of 21, because it must be that's just an extra one, because again, it's not in both places, so still we have a problem. Akati Asim Train Havu, we only have 22 now instead of 21, that's still not 24. So Amar Lei, Rechaz responded, Hachi Amar Avu De'imach Meshmei De'Rav, this is what the father of your mother said in the name of Rav, and the father of his mother was Rav Chanan Bar Rava, that the Pasuk says Limina, and again it says Limina, and it says Liminoi, and it says Liminehu. This is in regards to the Aya, Anafa, Irev, and Nates, respectively. So Arikan Arba, that's four additional birds that the Pasuk is referring to, so that brings us to our total number. Asik Mar, that's not true. Yachiv, that's really so. Asin Vishisavu, that's a total of 26, because we just before said that we were at 22, and now that we're adding on 4, so that's 26, not 24. So Rabbi, he answers, Da V'Ra'a Achasi. That the Da, which is mentioned by Yikra, and the Ra, which is mentioned Devarim, that's really the same bird. How do we know that? Dizag Datach Training Nun, if you want to say it's two separate birds, that can't be, because Samachim Alon Beza on top, Michti, let's see. Mishnah Taira, Loi Sufei Huda Asa. Mishnah Taira, which is what the Varm is referred to, we keep on calling it Mishnah Taira, that's meant Loi Sufei, which is either to add on or to clarify. We know that Varm repeats a lot of things that are mentioned throughout the Taira, hence why it's called Mishnah Taira, which really means the repetition of the Taira. And anytime we have something there, it's really meant to add on or to clarify what was mentioned previously. And here's the thing. Why is it that in Vayikra it says da, in Dvarim it says ra, and not da? If Dvarim is coming to add on or to clarify, how could it leave out the word da? El Shmamino must be that min ra vidda achasi, it's coming to emphasize the ra and da are really the same thing, and that's what it's adding on or it's clarifying, that you should realize that these birds are really the same. The Gemara says, fine, that still leaves us with 25, not 24, because we were just at 26. We took one off because we said that ra and da are the same thing. This means there's 25, but we need to knock another one off. So Rabbi, he answers, k'shem shura v'da achasi, just like ra and da are the same thing, kach ayo v'dayo achasi, ay and daya are also the same. If you want to say they're two different birds, well, mechil tzi. Mishnah Taira l'sufi yud asa, Mishnah Taira dvarim is coming to add on or to clarify, well, ma'ishna hachadich siv l'mino a'aya, why is it in Vayikra? It says the word l'mino attached to the word aya, and ma'ishna hasam dich siv l'mino a'daya. Why is it in dvarim? It says the word l'mino attached to the word daya. Remember, we had said that these two birds are inverted, their order is flipped around in Vayikra and Dvarim, and has the word limina after both of them. It means that Aya has limina after it in Vayikra, Daya has the word limina after it in Dvarim. So why is it like that? El Shmamina, must we learn from here, Aya v'Daya achashi, that Aya and Daya are the same, so that brings us down to 24. Ask Gemara, v'chime achar sh'Aya v'Daya achashi, since now we just said that Aya and Daya are the same thing, l'mele l'michtav Aya v'Daya, so why do we have to have both words Aya and Daya? Why mention both of them? And the answer is kind of like the price, so Rabbi tells us, ekrani Aya Daya l'min emra, I'll call it Aya, why does it have to say Daya? And the answer is, so not to give a baldin, which over here means somebody who's going to oppose the Torah, and we don't want to give him a pischein pe, an opening to be able to argue and to say, then maybe he's going to claim that you call it a aya, but I call it a daya, or you call it a daya, and I call it a aya, so it's a kosher bird. That's why in the Varim it says, we have both of these words mentioned, clearly telling us that aya and daya are the same thing, and no one's able to say otherwise. However, we continue asking on this. Meisvei, we have a brass that says as follows, Lomanishnu, why is it they repeated in Dvarim? This is referring to basically all the non-kosher things repeated in Dvarim. Why do we have to repeat them? And the answer is, Bebehema b'nei ha-shasua, Behemoth's regular animals, because of the shasua, which we had mentioned a number of daf ago, it was a unique animal that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. It had two spinal cords and two backs, and so that's being added on in Dvarim. And uba'ifas b'nei ha-ra'a, birds are repeated again because of the ra'a, which as we had said is only in Dvarim and not in Vayikra. And so the question is, my love, with the behemoth ha-hasam le-sufe, just over there in regards to behemoths, we're clearly adding on another type of animal that wasn't mentioned before. So if it's nami loisufe, birds also, when it says ra, should be adding on another type of bird that wasn't mentioned, and not like what we said before, the hainu hach, it's the same bird, that ra and da are the same thing. So Gemara says loi, that's not so. Hasam loisufe, hacha lefrushe, that it's two separate things. In regards to behemoths, you're right, the shasua is being added on as another behemoth that was not mentioned by Yikra, but over here in regards to birds, it's just clarifying and it's not adding on, and that's perfectly okay. Or now says the Gemara, please, Rabba Vo, everything we just said right now, she does Rav, that there's only 24 non-kosher birds, that's not like Rabba Vo. Then Rabba says, Ra zu aya, the Ra is the aya, v'lamana kishma Ra, why is it called Ra? Shiroya b'yayser, because able to see very well, could see very far, and v'chein u'armi, the Pasuk says, Nasav lo yidai ayat, a path not known to the ayat, v'leshiz vasu ein aya, and not discovered by the eye of the aya. So we learn from here, that an aya is able to see very far, it knows all the different paths, and Tana, we have a braisa, amez in Bavil, v'roya nevela b'Eretz Yisrael, it could be in Bavil, and see nevela, dead carcass in Eretz Yisrael, which lends the explanation that this is referring to the vulture. So we see clearly that the Aya and the Ra are really the same thing. Now right away we're able to say from here that there's only 23 non-kosher birds, not 24, because we just compared the Aya and Ra. And we're going to expand the discussion on this. Mid the Ra, hainu Aya. From the fact that the Ra is the Aya, as we just said, Michal the Da, live hainu Ra. That means the Da is not the same thing as the Ra, because if it was, there'd be fewer than 24 types. Now the problem with that is, Michti, let's see. Mishnah Taira l'sufi da asa. We've already said that Dvarim is coming to add on or clarify, as we said previously in the Taira. Now so why is it that over here in Vayikra it calls it a da'a, whereas in Dvarim it doesn't call it a da'a? It seems to be that we learn from here that da, vira, v'aya, achasi, that these are actually all the same bird, da and ra, which we had mentioned before, and now Ravo telling us that aya and ra are the same. Well, that means that da, ra, and aya are really all the same. Now, if that's the case, umidura, hainu aya, if the ra is the aya, well, then michlal, the da'a, lav, hainu aya, that would also imply that the da'a is not the aya. And that also causes a problem because why is it over there in Vayikra? It says the word Luminehu on the word aya umashna hacha. Why is it over here in Dvarim? Delechsev l'mineu aya. It doesn't say the word l'minehu on the word aya, elo adaya, only on daya. It's the same logic we had before. If Dvarim is coming lo'ay sufe to add on or clarify, so then why wouldn't it be said the same in both places? El must be. Shema mino that we learn from here. Da'a vira'a daya ve'aya achasi. Then the da, ra, daya, and aya are all the same. And so this is a conclusion of what we had said before we started this. Ravo takes off one bird, so he argues with Rav that there's fewer than 24. And the Gemara continues, Tanya of Abraisa. Isi ben Yehuda Aymeri tells us, there's 100 non-kosher birds in the east, and Vekulim min Ayahain, they all fit in the category of Ayah. And Tanya Avimi Breid Ravo, Avimi the son of Ravo teaches, Shev Meis Mini Dagenhain, there's 700 types of fish, Ushmayim Meis Mini Chagavim, and 800 types of grasshoppers, Ul Oifes Ein Mispar, and regarding birds, we can't count them, they're innumerable. Ask the Gemara, Oifes Asim Rabah Havu, what do you mean, there's 24 non-kosher birds, how could you say that we're not able to count them? Ella rather, says the Gemara, clarifying, Ul Oifes to Hai Remain Mispar, then in terms of kosher birds, they're simply not able to count the number of kosher birds. Then we continue, Tanya of Braisa, Rabbi Yemir, he tells us, Gol Avdil Fnei Misha Amar Vahaya Oilam, it's revealed and known in front of the one who had said the world should be, it's obviously referring to Hashem, Shebehemot Tameim Rubin HaTairis, that they're more non-kosher than kosher animals. Lefikach, Manakaz B'Taira, that's why the Taira mentions only the kosher ones. And Gol Avdil Fnei Misha Amar Vahaya Oilam, Shaifas Tairin Rubin Al Tameim, that they're more kosher birds than non-kosher birds. Lefikach, Manakaz B'Tameim, that's why the Taira only mentioned the non-kosher ones. And my Kamashmon, what do we learn from here? Wouldn't that be obvious? And the answer is Rav Huna Amar Rav. It's going to emphasize something that Rav Huna Amar Rav told us. Ramilan, some say that it was Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Misham Rav Meir, that L'Oil Mishan Adam Talmidei Derech Tzara, a person should always teach the shortest way to his Talmud. He shouldn't be lengthy and complicated. Teach the shortest, easiest, most simple way. And so that's what the Torah did. By animals, there's more non-kosher than kosher, so it only taught the kosher animals. In terms of birds, it's the other way around, so only taught the non-kosher bird. Rav Yitzchak tells us, Oif Tahar Nechol B'Mesayres. A kosher bird can be eaten B'Mesayres. If a person has a Masaira, he has a tradition that this is kosher, he's allowed to eat it. Now Rashi gives a few identifications to this. If a person had seen a good kosher yid eating this, or his Rebbe gave this over to him in Masaira that it's okay, or a trapper, a tzayud, who's a chacham, says that this is okay, this is also considered Masaira's, that he's allowed to eat this bird. The Gemara further clarifies, Nemat a tzayud loymar, oiv zatar musterly Rebbe, that a tzayud, a trapper, is believed to say that this kosher bird, my Rebbe, my teacher, gave over to me and said that it's okay. Now Rabbi Yechon Richon says, V'hu shabaki b'hanush m'sayin, it has to be that this fellow's Rebbe is expert in them and how they look and in their names. Now, by Rabzera asks, what exactly does this mean? Rabbi Chacham, a Rabbi Tzayod, does that mean that his Rebbe is a Chacham, meaning he's a Talmud Chacham, or does that mean that his teacher is a trapper? He learned from a master trapper. What's it referring to? So, Tashma, Dom Rabbi Yechon just said, V'hu shabaki b'hanush m'sayin. You remember Shlomo Rabbi Tzayod, everyone say when you're talking about this trapper's teacher being a trapper, so Shapir, this makes sense. It's understandable that he's going to be an expert in how the birds look and what their names are. Eliam Rabbi Chacham, if you want to say we're talking about his Rebbe, who's a Chacham, he's a Talmud Chacham, so Bishlam Shmayu Gamerluhu. We can understand the names, he would be able to learn those because they're listening to the Torah. Ela Inhu Miyadalahu. In regards to the birds themselves and how they look and how to identify them, how would he know that? He's sitting in the base Medrash all day. He wouldn't know how the birds look. Ela Shmamino Rabbi Tzayod. It must be we're talking about this fellow's teacher who is a Tzayod, a trapper. Shmamino, that's a good Raya. And we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, begin discussing eggs. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.